When they speak of the heart of a community, they speak of a real one, flesh and blood, tucked behind a rhododendron bush, at the back of a greasy spoon shelf, in a filing cabinet in the library basement, or maybe pride of place above the bar that your grandparents drank at. And while the lifeblood of a community is almost invisible, the heart that pumps it is as squishy and fragile as your own. And when they send in their wonky-haired children to set up a gallery in the old bookies, when they buy the house at the end of a street and are all smiles about moving into such a vibrant community, when Pilates classes and baby yoga appear on the activity leaflets from the community hall, don't be fooled. They're looking for that heart and get closer every day. And as rents rise and pubs earn the prefix of gastro, the blood runs a little thinner, and the heart lets out an almost audible groan, and then they hear it. And when the flat white stands hiss in the new Sunday market, and petitions abound that plans to build a Tesco local, the groan will stop, and that almost visible lifeblood will run dry. And that's when you'll know that they found it. When they smile at each other, but never at you, that's when you'll know that they've held the community's heart in their butter-soft palms and driven a stake through it.